News, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
Right, another cooler start to our morning compared to what it's been for the last year, it seems like. 65, got a text. It's 57 up in Jackson this morning. Very nice. People checking in with those cool temps.
That's crisp.
Yeah.
57 is very
compared
crisp.
Compared to where we've been, man, I'll take anything. It was a nice weekend. We'll talk to Dr. Bill more about that. It is Mobile Morning. Sean and Dalton, Dr. Bill will join us 7:35. Kane's got our traffic, and Kelly's got our headlines. It's all straight ahead. Hey, Kane, take it away.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pits and Sons Towing and Recovery traffic shed, we have a new accident underneath the Daphne Overpass on I-10 westbound. Left lane's blocked off. That's going to be exit 35. Other accidents also still. One with injuries at Theodore Dawes Road at Gun Road, and another one southbound University Boulevard at Cottage Hill Road. The blacksmith experience in Daphne offers beginning blacksmithing and knife-making classes. Learn to design and forge your own knife and other fun projects. Weeknight and weekend classes are available. Reserve your spot at theblacksmithexperience.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be partly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for a few scattered showers with temperatures in the lower 80s. Tonight, scattered showers, lows around 70. And then tomorrow, showers and thunderstorms are likely with highs in the lower 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Look, I see a 10 point.
I see it too. I'm down to one arrow. Let's do this.
Well, be careful. It's near my truck.
It's okay. I'm a good shot. Oh, sorry, Gary.
When you bring your car into professional collision, you're in good hands. We'll be completely transparent through the whole repair process and never give you the runaround. Bring your car to any of our 7 locations. Visit us online to find out more. Professional Collision. We got this.
All right, 7:08, FM Talk 106.5, Mobile Mornings. Three big things, top news stories of the day up on our website, front page of FMTalk1065.com. A U.S. ambassador expected to tell Congress that his text message reassuring another envoy that there was no quid pro quo in their interactions with the Ukraine was based solely on what President Donald Trump told him. This according to a person familiar with the coming testimony. We'll talk more about that. Also, a world away, Syrian army moves to confront the Turkish forces. U.S. withdrawals out there. The Syrians are moving in to try to shore up that border in northeast Syria. And a story that had us talking last hour, and of course, probably your phone going off through Saturday evening into yesterday, into this morning, that Amber Alert out for a missing 3-year-old out of Birmingham. Kelly has more right now.
Good Monday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. An Amber Alert remains in effect right now for a 3-year-old child. Authorities say Camille McKinney could be anywhere in the state of Alabama. Overnight, a man identified as a person of interest, plus the vehicle authorities were looking for, were both located and detained, but still no signs of little Camille. The 3-year-old was kidnapped on Saturday while she was attending a birthday party. According to police, McKinney was abducted by a white female and a black male who drove away in a Toyota Sequoia, which was blue with beige trim. Photos of the man and the vehicle were captured on surveillance cameras at gas stations. Now, police issued that Amber Alert late Saturday night. The alert says that Camille, whose family calls her Cupcake, is 3 feet tall and weighs 60 pounds. She was wearing a pink Minnie Mouse t-shirt and had yellow, white, and blue bows in her hair. The family says they do not know and they did not recognize the man and woman who kidnapped their child. If you have any information, please call the Birmingham Police Department at 205-254-0841 or simply call 911. News out of New Orleans this morning. Officials there say a second person has now died in that partial collapse of a hotel, which was under construction, and one person still missing at this hour. Officials had called off the search Saturday night and planned to resume Sunday morning. That collapse, horrific, caught on video and trending online, happened shortly after 9 a.m. Saturday at the site of a planned Hard Rock Hotel at the cusp of the historic French Quarter. According to the Associated Press, much of the building is described as, quote, dangerously unstable, and a huge construction crane looms over the site. Also, it's also in danger of collapse. More than 20 people were injured. The mayor of the city issued a statement saying, quote, our hearts break for the loss of life. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
This information update brought to you by Allegri Farm Market with the freshest local fruits and vegetables at a great price, including weekly specials. Highway 181 and County Road 64. Allegri Farm Market. Fresh produce straight from their local farms to your table. Open daily from 8 to 6, Sundays 9 to 5.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloni with WKRG News 5 this morning. There is breaking news this morning. A fire early this morning at home on Rowell Street in Mobile. The call 911 came in just before 3 o'clock. Flames were visible from the roof of the home when fire crews arrived. A man with a long criminal history is back in jail after a day-long crime spree and a brief chase that ended with a fire. Mobile police believe 49-year-old Christopher Casey robbed 3 gas stations on Saturday. Casey then led police on a 10-minute chase that ended when his car caught on fire. Crestview police have arrested 2 men for a shooting Sunday morning. A fight broke out at an abandoned house at the intersection of Martin Luther King Jr. Avenue and Wilson Street. One person was shot in the abdomen. At last check, he was listed in serious condition. Alabama Governor Kay Ivey says she has finished radiation treatment on a cancerous tumor found on her lung. The governor continued to work throughout the 3 weeks of the treatment. Ivey says the spot was found early. For WKRG News 5, I'm Jessica Taloni.
You have a car, truck, or SUV that you need to sell? Let's face it, selling a car can be a hassle, and in some cases, a complete waste of time. First, finding the time to take the phone calls from people that either aren't serious or they end up making a ridiculous lowball offer. Even worse, meeting complete strangers at your house that may or may not be casing your home. Unfortunately, with all the scams out there, it's hard to know who's honest and who's not. There is an alternative. We can buy your car directly from you or sell it for you on consignment. This is Marshall Farley with Keith Cannon's Classic Cars, and we have plenty of practice when it comes to selling cars. It's what we do. We can handle everything for you, from marketing your car online, arranging financing, even trading in a prospective buyer's car on yours. Even if you owe money on your vehicle, that's not a problem. We can handle everything and pay off your vehicle at the time of sale. So leave it to us at Classic Cars, and we'll take the hassle and worry out of selling your car, truck, or SUV. Come by the store on Cottage Hill Road behind the mall, or give us a call at 479-6676. One more thing, it has to be a nice vehicle, because at Classic Cars, that's all we sell. Keith Kingan's Classic Cars, 479-6676.
Despite women being the fastest growing segment of the population for alcohol and drug abuse in the United States, Mobile and Baldwin counties have 0 state certified treatment facilities for women. The closest is over 3 hours away in Dothan. The shoulder of the Central Gulf Coast is asking for your help to build a state certified 50 bed facility in Baldwin County. The facility will offer residential therapy services for women provided by qualified and credentialed staff. Programming will be built on the 3 foundations: spirituality, 12-step, and recovery orientation. Over 4 million women in America are in need of treatment for their addiction. 60% of all women incarcerated are there for drug-related offenses, and 60% of those are mothers with children under the age of 18. Women and their families need help right here on the Gulf Coast. The shoulder of the Central Gulf Coast asks for your contribution to help build the 50-bed women's residential treatment facility in Baldwin County. Please visit theshoulder.org today.
Turn up your voice online. Follow FM Talk 106.5 by searching Twitter at FM Talk 106.5. Feeding breaking news, weather, traffic, and opinion, plus your replies. Find us at twitter.com at FM Talk 106.5.
7:15, FM Talk 106.5. Auburn had the bye week. Back in action coming up this weekend.
Yeah, I got Arkansas.
Which is probably what they need. Have a nice little practice round with Arkansas. Put it that way. Ooh, there's some Arkansas fans I know that are on the text line. I'm just, suey, y'all, suey.
Suey. You just upset them.
Yeah, pig suey or whatever you do.
Woo pig suey.
Woo pig suey. Chop suey. 7:15, time for Auburn Sports Today with Sports from the Plains, brought to you by D&K and your CBD store, West Mobile.
From the Auburn Sports Network, Alpha Insurance presents Auburn Sports Today. Here's Brad Law.
All right, happy Columbus Day, everyone. Here's a partial recap of what happened this weekend. Auburn swimming and diving squad earned a second place finish at the SMU Women's Classic. Gary Taylor's group was just 2 points shy of the top spot. after a weekend showing that saw 11 individual Tiger victories. In West Point, Mississippi, at the Magnolia Invitational, the Auburn women's golf team is one stroke off the lead after the first of three rounds. Melissa Llewellyn's squad sits at two over par going into today's action. That's four shots better than the third-place team in the 11-team field. Now a quick word from Alpha Insurance.
At home or on the go, Alpha has made it easier than ever to handle your insurance needs. With the Alpha To Go mobile app, everything you need is right at your fingertips. Pay your insurance premiums, access policy information, file a claim, even view your policy ID cards, all from the convenience of Alpha's easy-to-use mobile app. Download Alpha To Go on your iPhone or Android device today. At home or on the go, Alpha's got you covered.
It's officially Arkansas week for the 11th-ranked Auburn football team. Gus Malzahn one more time on the advantage of the bye week.
We got a chance to watch every snap offensively and defensively as a staff of the first six games. And a lot of times when you do that, you're able to see things that can help you moving forward. And it also helps you kind of, hey, well, we're really good at this, we're not good at that. It gives you a lot of good information.
The team is off today, and the head coach holds his weekly press conference tomorrow. Until tomorrow, I'm Brad Law for Auburn Sports Today.
Visit your CBD store of West Mobile on Hillcrest for a full line of the highest quality, all-natural CBD products in the industry. Your CBD store of West Mobile products all go through extensive third-party testing to ensure what's on the label is in the bottle. Your CBD store of West Mobile's owner, Joe Brown, and associates will help you choose the best products for your individual needs. Your CBD store of West Mobile offers oils, topicals, edibles, even pet products. On Hillcrest near Greelot, where good health hits home naturally. It's summer clearance at D&K. Now all suits in stock priced $129 and up. Buy one, get one half off. Or buy two, get one free designer suit by Ralph Lauren, Michael Kors, Talia, and more. Beat the heat with seersucker or linen suits from $149.95. D&K is your wedding headquarters with ultra slim, slim and traditional fit options for purchase or rental. Free grooms tux rental with any five paid groomsmen rentals for all your fine menswear needs. Shop D&K on the Beltline today, 665-7350, and online at dnkmobile.com.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be partly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for a few scattered showers with temperatures in the lower 80s. Tonight, scattered showers, lows around 70. And then tomorrow, showers and thunderstorms are likely with highs in the lower 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Storm season is here, and it's time to review your personal homeowner's coverage. Set a coverage review appointment with the Craig Smith Agency today. Nothing is as important as having the proper coverage when your family needs it. The fully licensed professionals at the Craig Smith Agency will shop several A-rated companies for the best rates to meet your needs and offer plenty of options on your wind deductibles. Call 626-2500 today or visit the new office location at 28623 North Main Street in Daphne.
This is Rona McSharry from McSharry's Irish Pub and Restaurant in downtown Fairhope, where you can enjoy great food at a great price, meet your mates for a pint and a chat, or dance the night away with our live DJ on Friday and Saturday nights. We have a lovely atmosphere, a large patio with big screen TVs, and it is said the best Reuben sandwich this side of the River Shannon. We open at 3 p.m. and close at 2 a.m. So come on down for a wee taste of Ireland at McSharry's Irish Pub in Fairhope, Alabama.
FM Talk 106.5 is Mobile and Baldwin County's number one creator of live local content.
All right, here we go. FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile.
Listen on air, online, and on demand. FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning, everyone. From the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center, I-10 westbound, the ramp to 98. They've had an accident moving off to the side of the road in Daphne. Be careful slowing up traffic in that area. Tillman's Corner and Theodore, no delays along 90, Halls Mill, and Old Pass Cagoula Road. South Alabama football is heading to Troy on Wednesday, October 16th for the Battle for the Belt. And we need you there to support the Jags and help us bring back the belt, but we need you there safely. The battle is real. Buckle up and drive safe, Alabama. Go Jags. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
720 FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Mornings on this Monday. Sean and Dalton, Kelly, Dr. Bill, Kane. Of course, you on the text line, 343-0106. Also coming up at 8:30 this morning, AL1's Congressman Bradley Byrne. He is right now with folks up in New York at Fox News. And he's calling for an investigation into the Bidens. He's going to bring this up in the House, an investigation into the Bidens. And Congressman Byrne will join us to talk more about this at 8:30 this morning. So he's just announced this nationally. He will join us at 8:30 this morning right here on FM Talk 106.5. Also, Secretary of the Treasury Steve Mnuchin speaking about the president's plan for dealing with Turkey. I did that yesterday. We'll give you more details on that coming up. Right now, more headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Monday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. We have an update on Governor Kay Ivey after she wrapped up her radiation treatment last week. The governor says, quote, 3 weeks ago, I announced that during a routine exam, my longtime family physician discovered a tiny, isolated malignancy on my lung. The day after I shared this news, I went in for an outpatient procedure, which allowed me to begin a series of specialized radiation treatments. She goes on to say, in a continued commitment to being fully transparent, I am happy to report that I have completed my radiation treatments. My doctor and I believe that based on the early stage it was discovered and the type of treatment it required, I expect to make a full recovery. I also want to encourage the people of Alabama to have regular checkups with their doctor. Certainly, I remain very grateful this was detected so early. The governor goes on to say that, quote, your constant prayers and support enable me to continue leading our great state into a promising future. Together, we will build a better Alabama. May God continue to bless each of you and this great state we call home. Let's talk weather this morning. While temperatures have cooled a bit, the Alabama Forestry Commission says all 67 counties remain under a fire alert, which was initially issued in September. According to the agency, there were 4 active wildfires involving 50 acres and 16 more fires, which were either contained or controlled. State fire crews have responded to more than 173 wildfires, which burned more than 1,800 acres of land this month. The state does confirm they have recorded 472 fires, which scorched more than 6,000 acres in September. Additional rain is expected in the coming days, and our very own Dr. Bill, he will join us with details in a few short minutes right here on Mobile Mornings. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
We have 2 people that we have support with who are fighting against each other. The president has also said...
Well, one has invaded the other, to be clear.
He wants to get these troops out of Syria and determined to get out of these long-standing wars. And we're being very clear with Turkey what's going on.
All right, there's Steve Mnuchin. He's on with Jonathan Carl yesterday on ABC. And continuing the discussion of what's happening in Turkey has been moving in since last week into Syria. We talked about the Kurds' plight in this. At the same time, now they're saying that the Syrian forces, so the forces of Bashar al-Assad, are stepping up to secure the border with Turkey. In the mix, the remaining American troops trying to get out of there. Mm-hmm. Also, journalists, they said there was a bomb strike right near journalists and some Americans. I don't think there's been any injuries in that. But the bombing raids are going on from Turkish warplanes. And you still have Americans in theater getting out of there.
Man, some dangerous stuff right there. But you expected the Kurds to kind of turn somewhere else because they weren't going to be able to take care of this on their own. And, of course, with the U.S. kind of stepping away, that created the void there for someone else to jump in.
It is. The other part of this is the response now. What will the United States do? The president said last week, remember he talked about moving with, if the Turks continue to do X, Y, and Z, doing things to ruin their economy. Treasury Secretary spoke more about this.
We are ready to go on a moment's notice to put on sanctions. And as I've said, these sanctions could be starting small. They could be maximum pressure, which would destroy the Turkish economy. So the president is very focused on this. He's offered to mediate this situation. It is a developing situation.
So the threats of, I guess it would be embargoes or, you know, what exactly would be done. But it would be strange. Turkey is a member of NATO. would we then put an embargo or something else? You know, I can't right now, other than an embargo, figure out what Mnuchin is talking about that could be implemented against the Turks to kill their economy. I mean, to me, that would be an embargo of some sort. So if we do that, we're taking that action against a fellow NATO member. I mean, it is a complex situation in that region.
And I saw some people discussing, you know, maybe getting Turkey out of NATO, but that would require, I think...
I've been discussing it for a decade.
Well, doesn't it have to be a unanimous vote? And Turkey obviously wouldn't vote to kick themselves out of NATO. So I wonder how that works when you've got a member that probably shouldn't be in anymore. Of course, I'd leave that up to the smarter people to decide. But if you can keep voting and being the only dissenting vote to keep yourself in NATO,
it seems like a bad design for any group that has to have unanimous. Yeah, like nobody's going to vote themselves out of NATO. If that's the rules, I was not aware of that. So, yeah, I don't know how you ever would get them out. But it's a weird situation if it ends up being an embargo and we have an embargo against a fellow NATO member. It's strange.
And will any kind of repercussions dissuade Turkey from doing this? Because we're talking about a battle that's been raging for centuries. This has more to do with, you know, their long-held beliefs than it does any kind of financial penalties that they might
get. Well, it's you have a lot of people in that region of the planet that lay claim to the same places. I mean, look what happened to the Armenians when the Turks decide to deal with them. So we'll watch this situation, but it is into the embargo angle is going to be interesting. Or I say an embargo. They say something to wreck the Turkish economy. Right now, the only thing I can figure out would be some sort of embargo against them. Also, other top news stories, you can check them out on the front page of FMTalk1065.com. You probably got the alerts through the radio station and your phone over the weekend. Amber Alert for a missing 3-year-old little girl from Birmingham. Birmingham police have been searching for a black man and a white woman driving an older model 2001 through 2006 dark-colored Toyota Sequoia with beige trim. They believe they have the black man, in custody as of this morning, but they do not have the vehicle, they do not have the woman, they do not have the little girl. Authorities say 3-year-old was kidnapped from a birthday party. This is Saturday in Birmingham, and this is the little girl, Camille Cupcake McKinney. She goes by Cupcake, 3 foot tall, weighs 60 pounds, black girl, wearing a pink Minnie Mouse t-shirt and a yellow, white, and blue bows in her hair. Y'all, the recounting of this story, this is not like sometimes these Amber Alerts are custody battles. It doesn't make it any easier, but they're custody battles. The person that has the child is known to the child. The description from Birmingham police, Deputy Chief Scott Prater up there, said that they snatched this little girl from her front yard, a 3-year-old. They pulled up, and the woman got out and grabbed this little girl. This Amber Alert still ongoing for Cupcake McKinney. We'll give you more details throughout the morning. You can get more on our website as well, and a picture, which is most important to be on the lookout for this little girl. All right, 728 FM Talk 106.5. Happy Columbus Day, I guess. It's also Indigenous Peoples Day, right? I can get into a little discussion on that coming up, why we can't seem to separate.
And don't forget, Canadian Thanksgiving today, too. Sorry, I shouldn't have brought it up.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Traffic is moving again after a fatal crash on Interstate 65 in Mobile late last night. Happened in the northbound lanes near Airport Road. Traffic was backed up nearly to the I-10 interchange. Those lanes are now clear this morning. A person of interest in the kidnapping of a 3-year-old in Birmingham is being questioned by police, but still no sign this morning of Camille Cupcake McKinney. Police believe the child was taken from a birthday party on Saturday. She is believed to be in extreme danger. A public hearing is scheduled this morning to discuss eliminating public transportation to and from festivals in Baldwin County. Officials with the Baldwin Regional Area Transit System, or BRATS for short, insist they no longer have the resources to provide the service. Visitors to the Shrimp Festival over the weekend noticed transportation was provided by Gulf Shore Schools, a new partnership that raised money for the school's marching band and athletic club. For WKRG News 5, I'm Jessica Taloney.
Monster Mash savings at Mike Ward's Liberty Safes in the month of October. Prices you won't be able to smash on the Liberty CN24 gun safe, with $250 off for only $749. Or the most popular model, the 60-gun Fatboy Extreme, discounted $700. Unbelievable savings in these Monster Mash deals. Safes made in the USA with a lifetime replaceable warranty against theft and fire. Why shop anywhere else? That's Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, I-65 and Moffett Road. Call 471-1137.
Kurdish forces near the Syrian border have struck a deal with the Syrian government, marking a major shift in the country's 8-year war. Correspondent Barbara Starr on where that leaves U.S. troops in Syria.
U.S. forces are pulling out, the security situation deteriorating significantly. It remains to be seen if those U.S. forces will be able to stay the days and weeks to be able to do this in an orderly manner, or if they are literally going to have to pack and go.
The Kremlin says Russia and Turkey have been in close contact about the offensive in the region. Officials in Fort Worth plan today to interview a white police officer who shot and killed a black woman in her family home. The officer who fired his weapon when he saw someone inside the house is on administrative leave. Despite today's federal holiday, House panels leading the impeachment inquiry into President Trump expect to hear today from Fiona Hill, a former National Security Council expert. I'm John Trout.
I'm Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. China's trade with the U.S. fell by double digits again in September amid a tariff war that threatens to tip the global economy into recession. Imports from the U.S. fell 20.6% from a year ago. Exports to the U.S. market fell 17.8%. The two sides agreed Friday to postpone further tariff hikes in their dispute over Beijing's trade surplus and technology policies, but they reported no agreements on the basic disputes that sparked their 15-month-old fight. Google has barred high-interest consumer loan services from its App Store, limiting payday lenders access to customers. The tech giant recently prohibited apps from offering personal loans with an annual percentage rate of 36% or higher on its Apple Play App Store. The move inserts Google into a fight over payday loans, which often carry triple-digit interest rates. The shift was implemented in August with an update to Google's app development guidelines for the Android operating system. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a moderately lower open. That's Your Money Now.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent, like Prudential and Mutual of Omaha, and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-507-2266. That's 800-507-2266. 800-507-2266. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Cart Doctor says make sure you know the laws concerning street-legal golf carts before you buy. Street-legal does not mean the same in all areas. Call Stephen or Tricia at Cart Doctor to make sure you are actually street-legal. Ask about the newest Star EVs, the Sirius, the Rugged Sport Diablo for off-road, or the Classic Star for neighborhood rides with family and friends. Cart Doctor also carries Yamaha, Tomberlin, and Icon. Just in time for tailgating and the holidays. Cart Doctor, making golf cart ownership fun, safe, and affordable.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
Right, 735 FM Talk 106.5. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
And I liked it over the weekend. Those temperatures were a lot better. Thank you. Thank you.
Well, we had a cold front that moved through and then sort of stalled over the Florida Panhandle. not too far from us, and gave us some nice cool temperatures on Saturday, and then it's kind of moved back into our area, and we warmed up a bit yesterday, but still not a bad day. Today, though, we're going to see a few showers develop in association with that weather front, and so it'll be partly cloudy with some scattered showers developing, and we'll warm up into the low 80s. We had a high of 83 yesterday. Now, tonight, we could see a few showers as that front begins to move inland and heads north as a warm front. So tonight, some scattered showers, low around 70. And then tomorrow, we've got a good chance for showers and thunderstorms. That front will be moving into the interior of Alabama. At the same time, a strong cold front will be moving in from the west through Mississippi and then into Alabama. So a good chance for showers and thunderstorms tomorrow with a high in the low 80s. Showers and thunderstorms are expected for tomorrow night. As that front moves in, I expect the front to reach our area early on Wednesday morning. And at that time, we could see a few showers in the morning, and then the rest of the day will be mostly cloudy and cooler, with a high in the mid to upper 70s for Wednesday. Wednesday night, as we clear off, we're going to get down into the mid-50s. Then on Thursday, it'll be a beautiful day, mostly sunny, only 75 for the high, and then back into the mid-50s for Thursday night. And the rest of the week, for Friday, mostly sunny, slight chance of a shower, high in the upper 70s. And we'll see scattered showers on Saturday with a high in the low 80s, and then a few showers on Sunday with a high in the mid-80s. So it looks like we're going to have some shower activity over the weekend. But the middle of the week looks fantastic, especially as we clear off on Wednesday, and then a very dry and sunny day on Thursday.
That is good news. What about the tropics? What are you watching there?
There's a tropical wave now in the western Caribbean that could move into the southwest Gulf. We don't expect that to turn in our direction, so right now we don't see a problem there. Another tropical wave approaching the Caribbean, that is the eastern side of the Caribbean. We don't see that as a problem. Right along the African coast, a very intense tropical wave is moving offshore. And it looks like this could become a named storm, but it looks like it'll turn more to the north and stay out over the open Atlantic. And we still have one named storm, a rather weak tropical storm out in the North Atlantic, Melissa. No threat to our area or any portion of the U.S. mainland.
All right. Good news, Dr. Bill. We'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
Staff meteorologist, tropical weather expert, Dr. Bill Williams, keeping updated on the tropics, even though it's October.
Mm-hmm.
People think hurricane season's over.
Yep.
Goes until the end of November. We've even had storms in December in the past.
Yeah.
So he keeps an eye on it.
But man, how about that cooler weather from over the weekend? That was such a relief waking up Saturday morning to crispy weather. Actually, when I got up Saturday morning to come in for Prep Sports Report, it was still kind of sitting there at 73, 74 mm-hmm. like it has every morning for the last 2 or 3 months. But from there, it only dropped during the day. And man, perfect day to get some yard work done outside.
That's for sure. I spent Saturday and Sunday on the tractor, and it was nice.
I imagine.
Nowhere near the sweat fest it's been for the last couple months.
You didn't have to hydrate like you have every single Mm-mm. day of the year.
No, it was nice, and we get a little breeze and the cloud cover on Saturday, and it wasn't bad yesterday either. All right, we'll check the ride in. Kane's got our traffic coming up. Dalton's got more in the world of sports, and Kelly's got headlines all right here on Mobile Mornings.
On the next What's Working with Cam Marston, will once again meet Marquise Ford, CEO of 1186 Water, making a return visit. More after this from Roberts Brothers Realtors. When Mobile and Baldwin County homeowners think of real estate, they think of Roberts Brothers. The Roberts Brothers sales team has been rooted in integrity, professionalism, and a commitment to simplifying the process for over 7 decades.
Hi, I'm Kim Trest, and I've been with Roberts Brothers for over 17 years. Give me a call at 251-377-8008. Call today and find your dreams of home.
One of our most compelling guests was Marquise Forge. His story would be unbelievable if we weren't watching it happen before our very eyes. He heard a calling from God to begin 1186 Water in Autogaville, Alabama. He had no expertise in the business, driven entirely by faith. And whenever he had a question or a need, someone literally showed up with the answer. Today, his company is doing well, and we'll have him in the studio for our first live broadcast and for you to call with your questions. Listen to What's Working with Cam Marston, presented by Coastal Alabama Community College, Wednesday, 6 p.m. here on FM Talk 106.5.
Movie night. I love these old westerns.
Me too. Hand me some popcorn.
I bet a couple of little fillies like you are paying way too much for your insurance coverage.
Is he talking to us through the TV?
So what kind of premiums are you paying on your homeowner's insurance? That's what I thought. You need to call Jack Green Insurance.
Wait, you're in the old west, like the 1800s. Jack Green hasn't even been born yet.
Are you kidding me? Jack Green's been saving people money on their insurance needs for centuries.
But how do you...
No matter what your insurance needs, Jack Green will take care of it for good. Jack takes care of my home, my vacation condo, even my business coverage.
What business is that?
My business.
Just ask him.
Jack Green saved my great-great-grandson a ton of money on a sweet premium rate on his triaxle dump truck.
Really? I need to call Jack Green today. 767-6550.
Go ahead. Call him. Make his day.
Call Jack Green for all your insurance needs. 767-6550. 767-6550.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center Mobile Police Department, just clearing the accident with injuries at Theodore Dawes Road and Gun Road. Beyond that, really looks good. From Spring Hill, Moffitt, and Airport and 65, no major backups or delays. The accident we had from westbound I-10 heading to Daphne now cleared up as well, so no major delays or backups. At Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, you get the all-new 2019 Toyota Camry with 0% financing available or $4,000 in savings, model 2554. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 742 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Looking at next hour, Congressman Bradley Byrne, who announcing this investigation into the Bidens. We'll get more details with him coming up in just about an hour here at FM Talk 106.5. Right now, let's check in with our buddy Larry Kirby at LCM and talk about a fresh week. And I imagine the story is inventory.
Absolutely. Inventory is always the story, inventory and financing, but we've got a great selection. We've got stuff coming in daily pretty much. We've got a tremendous selection of trucks. That's everybody's hot button, so we've got a whole front line of trucks, half tons, three-quarter tons, one tons, two-wheel, four-wheel. So great mix of inventory.
You know, you've said this before, for all vehicles, y'all will headhunt and go find that vehicle. Same thing on trucks. If there's a specific truck we're looking for, whether for work or play, y'all go find those as well.
Absolutely. You know, we go searching for them. As a matter of fact, we've got a Toyota C and a van just came in this morning that we found for somebody we've been working on for about a week, but it's here this morning.
Good stuff. What about financing? How's it looking?
Tremendous. The credit unions are real aggressive and the rates are tremendously low. They think they're competing with each other to get the best rate. So finance is great right now.
All right. Give us directions to come see you.
Highway 98 Plantation Road, online at lcmmotorcars.com. Just like us on Facebook or call us at 375-0068.
Thanks, Larry.
Thank you.
Larry Kirby checking in from LCM. 743 headlines now. Here's Kelly.
Good Monday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. An early morning Sunday fatal crash claims the life of a Bay Minette teenager. According to Alabama State Troopers, a 17-year-old was driving south on Highway 31 at Quinley Lane when his SUV went off the road and flipped over. Troopers say the teenager was not wearing his seatbelt and was ejected from that vehicle and died at the scene. There was a passenger in the vehicle, 18-year-old Destin Evans. Destin was taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. Authorities have not yet identified the driver, but we do know this investigation is ongoing and they will release more information once additional information is available. The University of Alabama confirming they will pay Dr. Jamie Riley, former dean of students, more than $346,000 as part of his resignation terms. Riley's resignation agreement was signed September the 4th. That's the very same day that Breitbart published an article highlighting his tweets, which compared the American flag to a symbol of racism. As for how the settlement of the resignation breaks down, the total sum is made up of $43,750, or one quarter of Riley's salary, $175,000 in lost wages, equal to 1 year's salary, and $127,450 as, quote, compensatory damages. The agreement prohibits Riley or UA from discussing the nature of his resignation or disparaging either party. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Sound familiar? Lines down? No internet? Tired of that spinning computer circle? Let's face it, service outages happen. Hurricane season, Gulf Coast storms, road construction where maybe a backhoe digs up the transmission line. We know bad things can happen, even with the best plans intended. Have you asked yourself, how important is the internet to your business should it go down? Did you know most of today's phone systems require internet? Do you have a plan in place to keep your phones up and your employees productive? Hi, Chuck Nylander here with Harbor Communications, and I'm excited to offer our internet failover service utilizing the latest in cellular technology. Harbor's internet failover service comes complete with auto failover programming when combined with our fast fiber internet services. The best part is our basic service starts as low as $44.95 per month. Data and term restrictions apply. That's a small price to pay for business continuity. To learn more, call us today or visit us online at harborcom.com. Harbor Communications, always about the customer.
When was the last time you set an alarm clock for Saturday morning? Ah, Saturday. But wait, in 2 days, it'll be Monday again. Your alarm goes off and it's back to the grind. What if every day could feel like a Saturday? Retirement can feel like that, but you should start making plans today. Andrew McNair is your everyday can be Saturday retirement professional. Andrew and his team at Swan Capital can help you make plans to have the income you need to retire and stay retired. Imagine waking up every morning without an alarm. Is it Saturday? It sure feels like Saturday. If that's the kind of retirement you want, call your Everyday Can Be Saturday advisor right now at 251-220-2296. Andrew and the team can help you put together a retirement income plan so you can have that Saturday feeling every day of the week. Call or text PLAN, P-L-A-N, to 251-220-2296 right now. Investment advisory services offered only by duly registered individuals through AE Wealth Management, LLC.
747 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings on this Monday. New study out, 27% of companies now offering employees the option of working 4/10s instead of 5/8s. And the study says, well, people like it.
Really?
Yeah, go figure, huh? According to a new study, 27% of companies now offer their employees the option of working 4 10-hour days instead of 5 8-hour days. You know, of course, you still do 40 hours a week, but you get a 3-day weekend. I say cheer that. And according to companies that are offering it, they've seen a serious rise in morale. Study found that working from home and unlimited vacation time are also becoming more popular at businesses around the country. Really? And the sun rises in the east.
Unlimited vacation time, huh?
Working from home and unlimited vacation time are becoming more popular. Thank you, CBS, for that breaking news there. All right, we'll check in with news from WKRG and sports with Dalton all on the way.
Professional Collision Auto Body Repair Shops are trusted by more vehicle manufacturers and insurance companies than any other on the Gulf Coast. So you should, too. Come visit any of the 7 locations. Learn more at professional-collision.com, bringing you this information update.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. There is breaking news this morning. A fire early this morning at a home on Rowell Street in Mobile. The call 911 came in just before 3 o'clock. Flames were visible from the roof of the home when fire crews arrived. A man with a long criminal history is back in jail after a day-long crime spree and a brief chase that ended with a fire. Mobile police believe 49-year-old Christopher Casey robbed 3 gas stations on Saturday. Casey then led police on a 10-minute chase that ended when his car caught on fire. Crestview police have arrested 2 men for a shooting Sunday morning. A fight broke out at an abandoned house at the intersection of Martin Luther King Jr. Avenue and Wilson Street. One person was shot in the abdomen. At last check, he was listed in serious condition. Alabama Governor Kay Ivey says she has finished radiation treatment on a cancerous tumor found on her lung. The governor continued to work throughout the 3 weeks of the treatment. Ivey says the spot was found early. For WKRG News 5, 5, I'm Jessica Taloney.
Where can you find the tools you need to get the job done and get it done right?
Gulf Coast Tools in Foley.
With a wide selection of tools from woodworking to metalworking, we've got it, including Festool, DeWalt, Bosch, Makita, and Craig. Gulf Coast Tools is invested in helping you succeed and save money. Do-it-yourselfers and professionals know where to go. Locally owned and operated Gulf Coast Tools. Tailgating season is here, and Gulf Coast Tools is your authorized Big Green Egg dealer offering all sizes and accessories. Visit Gulf Coast Tools at the Outdoor Center on Highway 59 in Foley.
LSU moves up in the Associated Press poll. New Orleans keeps winning without Drew Brees, and a South Alabama baseball legend announces his retirement. 10 minutes till 8 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. The AP Top 25 was shaken up this weekend in college football. After upset wins and games between ranked teams, Alabama remains number one for the third week in a row after routing Texas A&M 47-28. The LSU Tigers jumped three spots to number two on the poll after beating then number seven ranked Florida 42-28. Tigers are now 6-0 this season with wins over two top 10 ranked teams. Clemson fell one spot to number three after beating Florida State 45-14. Ohio State had a bye this weekend. They're ranked fourth. Oklahoma got the big win over Texas on Saturday. The Sooners are ranked fifth after the 34-27 win. Wisconsin moved up two spots to number six after shutting out Michigan State 38-0. Penn State moved up to number seven from number 10 after beating Iowa 17-12. Notre Dame is ranked eighth after holding on to beat USC 30-27. Florida fell two spots to number nine after that loss to LSU. Georgia, the big loser this weekend, they dropped seven spots to number 10 after a huge upset loss to South Carolina in double overtime, 20-17. Auburn had a bye this weekend. They still moved up one spot to number 11. And the Missouri Tigers ranked for the first time this season. They've won five in a row since losing the opener to Wyoming and are now ranked number 22. Texas A&M fell out of the rankings after Bama handed the Aggies their third loss of the year. In the NFL yesterday, the New Orleans Saints won their fourth in a row 13-6 over Jacksonville. The Atlanta Falcons have a 1-5 record for the first time since 2007 after losing to Kyler Murray and the Arizona Cardinals 34-33. The Jets quarterback Sam Darnold returned from his bout with mono. He led New York to a 24-22 win over Dallas. And last night, the Pittsburgh Steelers beat the L.A. Chargers 24-17. Steelers started their third-string quarterback, former Samford Bulldog Devlin Hodges. Hodges is from just outside of Birmingham here in Alabama. He actually won the Alabama State Duck Calling Championship back in 2018.
Cool.
So, of course, his teammates nicknamed him Duck. He now has a win on his resume after his first start in the NFL. In baseball, Carlos Correa hit an 11th-inning walk-off homer, and the Houston Astros beat the New York Yankees 3-2 last night to even the ALCS at one game apiece. Game 3 is tomorrow afternoon in Houston. Tonight, Game 3 of the Washington and St. Louis National League Championship Series. Washington leads that series 2-0. Former South Alabama Jaguar and World Series MVP David Freese announced his retirement from Major League Baseball on Saturday. Freese was named the Sun Belt Conference Player of the Year with South back in 2006. He was drafted by San Diego, traded to St. Louis before his first game, spent his first 5 years with the Cardinals, winning the World Series MVP back in 2011. 7:53, and that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Good morning for the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center. We've got a great ride across the Bayway and the Causeway. Accident-free conditions continue with heavier traffic near Old Shell and McGregor, also Airport and Schillinger Road, and off of Moffitt, Spring Hill at 65. But again, no major backups or delays and no public schools today, so that's actually helping with traffic. Improve your health and maintain your beach body one bite at a time. Join them Wednesday for the pop-up soup and salad bar inside the Battle House Hotel in downtown Mobile from 11 to 1:30. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
This information update is brought to you by Bachelor Service Heating and Air, your Daikin Comfort Pro. Call 476-4321. Service worth remembering online at bachelorservice.com. Alabama Certification 17070.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies have been partly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for a few scattered showers with temperatures in the lower 80s. Tonight, scattered showers, lows around 70. And then tomorrow, showers and thunderstorms are likely with highs in the lower 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 1065.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Keep your heating and cooling system running at peak efficiency with Bachelor Service Energy Savings Agreement. Twice a year, a specially trained Bachelor Service Precision Tune-Up Specialist will clean and inspect your system. Or call Bachelor Service, your Daikin Comfort Pro, and ask about our $79 tune-up special. Bachelor Service, home of the 12-year parts and labor warranty on all Daikin home comfort systems. For peace of mind, BachelorService.com. Certification 17070.
Hello, I'm Van, president of Century Bank. Since 1903, our foundation has been built on listening to each customer's needs and providing them with the best banking experience in the industry through personal relationships. We invite you to visit Century Bank today and experience the friendly attitude of our employees as they serve your financial needs with sincere pride. After all, at Century Bank, we take banking personally.
Good Monday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 1065. A local suspected serial robber is now behind bars after being accused of robbing three gas stations Saturday afternoon. First up, the Valero gas station at Snow Road, and Tanner Williams was the first target. At 3:30 Saturday afternoon, less than 30 minutes later, police say that's when 49-year-old Christopher Causey then went to an Exxon gas station on Moffitt Road, very close to I-65. According to video surveillance from the store's security system, a man is seen walking up to the counter with his hand underneath his shirt. He then goes behind the counter and takes a handful of cash and takes off. Employees report that that suspect took less than $200. Mobile police say 3 hours later, it was Casey again. They suspect who robbed a third gas station, this time a Raceway at the intersection of Snow Road and Ziegler Boulevard. Mobile police say patrol officers spotted Casey's vehicle and that he then led them on a 10-minute chase, but ironically, he stayed within the speed limit. That chase only ended when his car caught fire. Good news for pet lovers and those wanting a safe neighborhood. Now, 8 animal control officers have been deputized by Mobile County Sheriff Sam Cochran and have been given full authority to issue citations to pet owners if their dog is not confined to their property by fence or tethered by a leash. Prior to this, officers were not able to issue tickets. Each officer will wear a body camera, plus there will be dash cam video. Mobile County Animal Control officers can start issuing tickets beginning November the 1st. Officers will give a warning first, and then after that, it's a $50 fine plus court costs. If there is a third offense, the dog owner will have to go before a judge. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 1065.
Hey, thank you, Kelly, and budding filmmakers, videographers, entrepreneurs out there. Got the body cam video from the dog catcher from Animal Control. Now you send some camera crews with them. What about like a cops show, but with the men and women of animal enforcement?
That would be awesome.
You know, can you imagine? I mean, all the jumping dogs and cats on the lam and all that kind of stuff going on.
Or when they pull a 180 and start chasing the officer.
I mean, think about the show, man.
That'd be awesome.
I'd be tuned in for that, right?
Let's workshop a name for that show.
Okay. All pets are innocent until proven guilty in an animal court of law. What would the name of the show be?
I don't know, but you could keep the intro Bad Boys.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Bad Dog.
Bad Boy. Bad Dogs. What you gonna do? All right, coming right back. Hour number 3 of Mobile Mornings, turning up your voice at 343-0106.